Hi, this is Nick Forrester. Welcome to the eTown Podcast. This is going to be a good one. This is part two of our series with Anders Osborne and Chatham County Line. Only this week, we've got a real surprise for you. This is something that came together literally on the day of the show. We heard about this group from the Georgia coast called the McIntosh County Shouters that were doing a performance in Boulder on the same day of our show. And theirs was in the afternoon, and we figured, man, if they're in town and available, we have to get them on our show. So calls were made, and things happened, and all of a sudden, they weren't able to come to soundcheck, they weren't able to come to rehearsal. But in the middle of our show, we welcomed these 10 singers. What an honor to have those guys join us. And of course, we still have Anders Osborne, and we still have Chatham County Line. And we came up with a very cool finale on the spot that played into the hands of the McIntosh County Shouters and the other bands, because who knew Chatham County Line had actually recorded this same song on their covers record that just came out. And it's an old Rolling Stones song that Anders was familiar with too. So this is one of those times where it all came together literally during the show. So you're about to hear it. We're awful proud of it. I hope you like it.
From E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's part two of this special E-Town program, featuring more from Anders Osborne, more from Chatham County Line, and some very special guests I'll let Nick tell you about. I'm Helen Forrester. Right now, please join me in welcoming our host, Nick Forrester.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks to everybody. Welcome to E-Town Hall. Okay, we are continuing, picking up where we left off last week, only this time we have a very special addition to our show that we literally figured out today. Know that we all get to spend time in just a little while with one of the last groups still performing in the South Georgia ring shout tradition, a part of the Gullah Geechee tradition that is uniquely American, ties us to this period in history when slavery was legal and those slaves found a way to still make a joyful noise, even though they were not allowed to use drums. Anyway, more on that later, but we've got something very special coming up. Of course, the powerful Anders Osborne is going to be joining us again this week in a while. But first, it's the band from Raleigh, North Carolina that got its start when a few of them were hanging around a musician's crash pad called the Blue House that had all their gear set up so they could play music all the time. Exactly what most of us would consider perhaps a less than ideal neighbor. Anyway, they figured it out. Started a couple of bands. One day, they decided to make a bluegrass band based on the fact that two of their members, Dave and John, loved brother duet harmonies, Monroe Brothers, Everly Brothers, Delmore Brothers, Leuven Brothers, that kind of stuff. Their friend Chandler joined in on the banjo and then Greg on the bass, and the rest is history. The band has been doing really well. Playing some shows with Steve Martin, recording a record with Judy Collins, and they're with us this week. Please welcome to E-Town, Chatham County Line.
It's a pleasure, honor to be here. Let's take you on a train ride.
Carolinian heading south from D.C. Says he caught himself at peaked at our seats. She smiled and said Richmond when I asked where she was bound. Began to wish my life away to have been born in that town. Talked a little bit and then she smiled. I saw down in her eyes she wasn't just beautiful, kind. She was wise, but a woman down in Raleigh soon had my son. So waited for a station light, bullet from a gun. She'd enrich me with my heart, and I'm back for Carolina. Wish I never meant this dream. Oh, the girl ain't step behind. When the train reached the station, she looked me in the eye. So come with me to Richmond, we'll start a brand new life. But you know that moment still wears on my mind. Took my body to Raleigh, left my heart behind. Grown up to my hand and it fills me with pride. Take him down to the station, watch the trains roll by. But that northbound Carolinian always makes the teardrop start. Headed up to Virginia, where I lift my heart. She's around. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. Probably my head on a wooden floor, till I was tired from working the store. Counting all the money in an old shoebox, save it up to buy her something she wants. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. What if it's wrong? What if it's wrong to wait in vain? What does it mean to fake your death and wake up dreaming? Take a little picture in a photo booth. Put it in a locket and I'll think of you. Both of our pictures face to face. Take off a necklace and you throw it away. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kinda nervous to say so. Think I'm in love, but it makes me kinda nervous to say so. Think I'm in love.
That is such a cool sound, man. I have to tell you, that brother duet style harmony that's the Lubin brothers and the Delmore brothers and the Everly brothers and you guys aren't brothers. This is Dave Wilson of Chatham Kennedy Line. Welcome. Sound great?
Great to be here.
Yeah, you and John have a cool, that's a cool blend, man. I like that.
Well, after 20 years singing together, we are artificially brothers.
Yeah. Does that make Tim O'Brien my artificial brother?
Probably so.
Yeah. No DNA, though. Right. Hey, tell me about the Blue House, this place in Raleigh. I kind of have this idea that it might have been sort of messy.
No, it was actually a lot of really clean guys. And it was an old Victorian house in downtown Raleigh. Now it's worth way too much money. You should have bought it then. But it was a giant house, and it had a bunch of bedrooms, and we had a dining room that had a drum set and Greg's pedal steel, and we had an old organ and bass amps, and we would just stay up till 5 in the morning playing Tom Petty songs. It was perfect.
Yeah. Did you have any neighbors?
There was a business on one side, and there were crackheads on the other side, so it was perfect.
Nobody was going to call the cops on you.
Nobody's calling the cops.
So you're playing more sort of Americana and classic country and your own original songs, and that's what you're doing. Did the idea for a bluegrass band kind of come up as a lark, or how did that start?
I was at the Carolina Theater, which is a historic venue in Durham, North Carolina, and just by chance, my friend had an extra ticket to see the Del McCurry Band.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're familiar with their work, Nick, but... they perform wearing suits all around a single microphone, and their harmonies are amazing. Their instrumentation, it's all unplugged. It's amazing. And I went home and immediately threw away all my shorts and called my friends that played banjo and mandolin and fiddle, and Greg played stand-up, and we started a band.
Yeah. It's just that easy.
It really is. 4 members, too. That's crucial.
Yeah.
Crucial in the bluegrass world.
And it's pretty uncommon these days to have a 4-piece band actually in bluegrass.
Oh, and to be successful in any way.
Yeah. You can feel the irony here, can't you? Just through the radio waves. I want to talk a little bit about writing. It was great hearing that story, Gary Fine, our award winner last week, talking about the importance of people being able to write. Your mom is a well-known writer, poet, and author.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you grow up with that same thing about, man, you have to write, you have to write every day, you have to do a journal or whatever? Was that part of your upbringing?
No, she is a writer, but she was a homemaker, and that was my experience with her. And later on, she pulled out this giant book of song lyrics that she had written when the kids were younger. There were 3 kids in the house. And she had written these songs, where basically, you know, songwriting is poetry, set to music, and she would just sing these little rhymes to us as children. And, you know, I wonder if that probably had the most impact on me musically than anything.
Well, just the idea that you can make something like that, that a song is a thing you can make. I think a lot of people don't make that connection as a kid. I have to mention, there's a crazy story about your mother's great-great-grandmother came over on a ship to New Orleans, and she married the captain of the ship on the way over.
Yes.
And then what happened?
There's a gunfight over Eliza.
A duel.
A duel, a real duel.
Yeah.
And
in which the ship's captain, whom she married, is killed.
Is killed, yep.
And then she marries the guy who shot her husband.
It's pretty much how duels work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the marriage part.
Except for the marriage part. Different times.
Different times.
Different
okay.
times.
But it's just it's just good to know you've got some colorful stuff back there. So as a songwriter, you can tap into that, I know. But here we are with your latest is All Other People's Songs. And were these just songs and songwriters you liked or bands you liked, or was there a more sort of deliberate process to choosing these tunes? How did it work out?
Well, for years we play shows and we'll mix in a cover song into the performance. And a lot of times people come up to the merchandise area after the show and they'll say, oh, where can I get a copy of y'all doing that song? That was great, a great version. So we decided, we went in the studio to work on some new original material, and we just decided with all those microphones set up, you know, y'all have a great studio here, you just set up those microphones and let it flow. And so we just kind of tracked all those songs we'd done at live shows through the years. Mm-hmm. And we did maybe 20, 25 songs and picked the ones that seemed to work best and put them on the album.
And I mentioned it's Wilco, Beck, John Lennon, Mick and Keith, Tom Petty. There's a Leo Kottke tune in there. There's the Lubin Brothers tune. There's a James Hunter song. James Hunter's been on E-Town before. He's a dynamic performer.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. And does this choice of material put you even more sort of in limbo in terms of what kind of a band you guys are? Are you bluegrass, but contemporary, or does anybody care? It doesn't matter, really.
It doesn't matter. It just depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
If you're talking to someone that knows who Bill Monroe is and knows, you know, the intricacies of bluegrass music, we are not a bluegrass band. But if you're talking to someone that only experienced a country music is, you know, Taylor Swift or something, we are a bluegrass band.
So it's back to my earlier point about tradition being all about perspective and building on other traditions, and then you do it long enough and then that's the tradition. So I should just mention before we go back to music, your hometown of Raleigh has certainly changed a lot in the last little while. Not that the Blue House is now unaffordable, but there's other things about Raleigh that have changed a lot.
Yes.
For those who haven't been there in a while, it's a cool town. I mean, there's great restaurants and good live music scene and a nice sort of historic district. And it wasn't always that way. So I'm putting a little plug for your place.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yeah. We're Raleigh guys, and so it is really a nice place to visit.
Yeah. So we'll visit. We'll visit. Meanwhile, Chatham County Line, ladies and gentlemen, you can just imagine what a full evening of revelry and irony would be involved if you can find your way to one of their shows. So do it if you can. Meanwhile, we're going to get back to music. Welcome them back to E-Town. Please, Yep Rock recording artists, Chatham County Line.
All kidding aside, it's an honor to share the stage with the legendary Nick Forrester, a member of a band that we admired for so many years. It's hard to count. Let's get Nick out to play one with us. This is one called Wildwood.
Yeah.
And it's in G. Okay.
We love to go to bed. not a place to hang your head. Run away from yourself, you decided.
Chatham County Line, Raleigh, North Carolina. Yep Rock recording artists, the record's called Sharing the Covers. Dave Wilson, John Tier, Chandler Holt, Greg Redling, Chatham County Line.
This portion of E-Town is provided by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. and by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. By the way, if you're going to be in Colorado this fall, we have a special E-Town taping at the legendary Red Rocks Park and Amphitheater on Thursday, September 5th. Our musical guests will be the Wood Brothers, Fruition, and Steep Canyon Rangers. You can learn more about purchasing tickets at etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. So we've got music coming up from Anders Osborne in a little while. Right now, I'm going to tell you about our next guest. We talked a little bit about traditions at the top, about where music comes from and where musical styles come from. And the reality is it's always changing and evolving, but we've got something really, really special for you right now. In southeastern Georgia, there's a longstanding tradition that most of you have never heard about. But about 150 years ago and more, rice plantation owners brought slaves from West Africa because rice was indigenous there. And these plantations were, you know, usually in coastal areas, in some cases on islands off the coast of Georgia. They're isolated and remote. And so these traditions that came with these slaves from West Africa, the musical traditions and dance traditions and other traditions, stayed remarkably intact well past the end of slavery and until more recent development came on these places. The descendants of these slaves who had been maintaining these traditions began to scatter, and this particular culture became something that was kind of scarce. And right now, there is only one remaining group of what's called the Ring Shout tradition of the Gullah people of the South Georgia and the Georgia Sea Islands. There's only one group left, and by some amazing coincidence, they performed earlier today here in Boulder, Colorado. And we heard about them. We reached out and asked them to stop by after their dinner to share a little of this truly remarkable American musical story, and they said yes. So the group is called the McIntosh County Shouters, and what you're about to hear is part of the roots of modern blues, the sounds of New Orleans, so many other musical styles. You can trace this. You can feel this being the sort of grounded part of where all this stuff started to come from. It's an incredible thing, and it's not unlike what one could have heard, perhaps, on a plantation 150 years ago. It's amazing. It's remarkable that they're here. Please welcome to the stage here at E-Town Hall the McIntosh County Shouters.
I want you to blow your trumpet.
Judgment
bell. Just as loud as you can.
Judgment.
I want you to wake my people.
Judgment bell.
Wherever they be.
Judgment.
Oh, blow, Gable.
Judgment bell.
Oh, blow that trumpet.
Judgment.
I want you to wake my mother.
Judgment bell.
Wake my father, too. Judgment. Blow your trumpet.
Judgment.
Blow that trumpet.
Judgment.
I love a lot. Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Sunday morning.
So sweet.
Deacon praying.
So sweet.
Choir singing.
So sweet.
Preacher preaching.
So sweet.
About my religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Make me happy.
So sweet.
Can't keep it to myself.
So sweet.
I got to tell.
So sweet.
Somebody else.
So sweet.
About my religion.
So sweet.
I rock that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
Make me happy.
So sweet.
Can't keep it to myself.
So sweet.
I got to tell.
So sweet.
Somebody else.
So sweet.
Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, my religion.
So sweet.
I walk that religion.
So sweet.
I talk that religion.
So sweet.
I sing that religion.
So sweet.
I shout that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, my religion.
So sweet.
Ah, yeah.
So sweet.
I rock that religion.
So sweet.
I rock that religion.
So sweet.
I rock that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Sunday morning.
So sweet.
Deacon praying.
So sweet.
Preacher preaching.
So sweet.
Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Make me happy.
So sweet.
Can't keep it to myself.
So sweet.
I got to tell.
So sweet.
Somebody else.
So sweet.
Ah, my religion.
So sweet.
Oh, my religion.
So sweet.
I'm that religion.
So sweet.
Ah, that religion.
So sweet.
I walk that religion.
So sweet.
I talk that religion.
So sweet.
I sing that religion.
So sweet.
I shout that religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet.
Ah, my religion.
So sweet.
Oh, that religion.
So sweet, so
That's the McIntosh County Shouters, ladies and gentlemen, live here at E-Town. Amazing. That's Carlitha Sullivan, Freddie Palmer, Elsie Scott, Carol Palmer, Carla Jordan, Carolyn Palmer, Brenton Jordan, Kentressa Riles, Dennis Wiley, and narrator Vanessa Carter, the McIntosh County Shouters. I want to give special thanks to Annette James and the NAACP of Boulder County, the Boulder Arts Commission, and the Boulder Human Relations Commission for their help in bringing them to Boulder. And then what a great coincidence that they could stop and participate just a little bit here today. Thank you so much.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at Zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. If you tuned in late and you've missed some of this week's program, the E-Town podcast will have this episode and others, along with content from past shows as well. It's available for free in iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like KUMD in Duluth, Minnesota, on WUGA in Athens, Georgia, and on KTAO, KTAO, Solar Radio in Taos, New Mexico. And as always, if you want some more information about any of our guests, much more information online at etown.org. You can also find out about how to get tickets to live shows and about what's coming up in our world, etown.org. Okay, so like I said, we were one of their mottos, actually, one of the McIntosh County Shouters' mottos is, if you don't know where you came from, you can't know where you're going. And so that's what this whole thing about musical traditions is all about. You can tell that Chatham County Line and Anders Osborne and most of the people who've ever been on E-Town, they've studied their homework, they've learned from the masters, they've really dug in and figured out the roots of the music that speaks to them. And then they've, of course, made it their own. Certainly that's true of our next guest. Would you please help me welcome back to the stage, Anders Osborne.
Well, what do I do after that? That was amazing. All right. This next song, it's not political, so just don't go there, okay? I mean it. Everybody stay calm. I played it live in New Orleans a few weeks ago, and then somebody posed something, and they said, here's my least favorite Anders Osborne song. I'm like, thanks, man. But he went through the trouble of posting it while filming himself, so I'm like, he must like, he kind of like it somewhere in there. Anyway, this is a story about how things are sometimes. It's off Buddha and the Blues. Thank you very much. We'll break it down one? Yeah. Give it up for Nick Helen and the E-Tones as well. Doing a hell of a job all the time. Yes, indeed. So here's the title track of Buddha and the Blues. And it's kind of a little ditty. It was, sometimes when you write, you know, or I should say when I write, they come real fast and the melody's right there. And this one, it all kind of came together very fast, but not the lyrics. Took me a minute to get that straight. So it's a short little beautiful song and I hope you enjoy it.
For me, I'm beating down this wall that challenges me. I'm going down this path that carries me high above, above. I'm standing in a church no one believes. I'm kneeling by a stone nobody else sees. I'm listening to a bird that sings like love, like love, like love. It may not get easier than this, but nothing gets sweeter than a kiss. We know that life flows in any which way we choose. Yeah, Buddha or the blues. Making for a truth that doesn't exist. I'm running down a dream that feels no fear, no fear, no fear. We're all working on our faith for moments of doubts. We're planning to be great some 100 years out. We're living for a day that will never be here, here, here. Life flows in any which way we choose. Yeah, Buddha or the blues.
Job, Nick. He learned that today. Oh, yeah. I'm switching to electric guitar. So Mac passed away. Also, Dave Bartholomew passed away. And Dave was part of setting up the whole Dr. John idea. So he was a big part in that. So we're going to play an Earl King song. Earl was one of Dr. John's favorite writers and artists in New Orleans, and Dr. John did a great version of this song, so.
The world we know was built on skills. That alone don't count. Without the sweat and toil.
live and give, share and care, really put some love in the air. Oh, when your neighbor's down, gotta pick them up. Nobody can live in despair. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Let's all pitch in and do our thing and make a better world we live in. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Oh, let's do our thing, all pitch in and make a better world we live in. Yes, society has no priority. We're all one part of the whole. When people scream and shout, gotta hear them out. Everybody's got a beautiful soul. You got to pull together, go hand in hand. You really got to do your best. Wouldn't it be a perfect sight to see the whole full world?
The records called Buddha and the Blues from New Orleans, Louisiana, along with the E-Tones, Christian and Ron, Keith Mosley on the bass, Helen Forster. We've got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out on stage for this last song that is going to connect the dots between all kinds of traditions. And I want to thank all our guests. I especially want to thank from Raleigh, North Carolina, Chatham County line. Thanks for coming out here and playing some their particular version of bluegrass music. Thanks to our award winner, Gary Fine. Again, just such an inspiring story, helping prisoners learn and communicate and connect with each other, find some hope. Thanks to Anders Osborne. Thanks to the hardworking house band, the E-Tones, and Helen Forster. This should be fun. Once again, we're gonna bring Mick and Keith to the Georgia Sea Islands if we're lucky. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Joining us for this special two-part program recorded at E-Town Hall by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. If you'd like to contact us or comment about E-Town, you can send an email to info@etown.org, connect on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website.
This may be my last. This may be my last. This may be my last.
It may be the last.
Oh.
As always, distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
The McIntosh County Shouters, Chatham County Line, Andrews Osborne.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.
That was Andrews Osborne with Chatham County Line and the McIntosh County Shouters with the Rolling Stones cover that just fit in between everybody's tradition. It was amazing. This May Be the Last Time, an old traditional song that, of course, the Stones updated. Thank you for listening. I hope you can join us for the next E-Town podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.